You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the Beyond the Visual Symposium here at Wellcome Collection. And I'm joined by Joe Rizzonardi, who's a visually impaired author, whose forthcoming book, Black Cane Diary, hopefully will be out soon. But for your presentation, Joe, you were reading an extract from Black Cane Diary, which really painted a fantastic picture to me of your walk along the embankment, and I think an encounter with a homeless person as well. And I wondered, first of all, could you tell me where the idea for Black Cane Diary came from?
Hello, yes. So back in 2019, I became a full-time cane user after about 10 years of struggling to start to use a cane. And I thought I would try and document that process of beginning to use the stick in an online literature project. So that was the genesis of Black Cane Diary. A number of short pieces, some of them were fiction, some of them were non-fiction, some of them were more poetic than others. So a real mishmash of different styles. And from there I started to assemble ideas and themes and characters, and that led to the project I'm working on now, which is a novel project. I'm not sure that it will be called Black Cane Diary, the novel project, but it's certainly on the same themes. It has a protagonist who has just started using a cane, and the protagonist looks back over the last 10 years of his life and also further into his family history to try to tell the story of this journey towards coming out as a blind person.
And obviously you've turned the traditional white cane on its head in a way, but you've got a black cane and you use a black cane. And I wondered, what sort of response does the general public give you? Because obviously they're used to seeing something white and now they've got this black cane. What sort of response and, I suppose, comments do you get from the general public?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. I imagine I get the same response as someone using a white cane. And that's mainly because of the way that I use it. So I use it in exactly the same way that a white cane's used. I sweep it from side to side. I do the two-tap sort of left-right technique as well. And because it's long, because it has a tip at the end, people tend to recognize it as a mobility aid. So I get offers of help in the street. I get people asking me in all sorts of different situations whether I would need assistance. I also get the other end of the spectrum, as you heard in that extract, where the stick leads to abuse and many unkindnesses, which I'm sure other people also experience. So the idea behind using a black cane instead of a white cane was firstly personal. I identified that one of the reasons I found it so difficult to start using a stick was that even though I knew that I would benefit from using it in a very practical sense, I didn't feel like the identity of that the white cane denoted fit me as a partially sighted person. And so moving away from the white cane, disrupting that symbolic quality that it has, and changing the colour, just sort of eased open the door a little bit for me and allowed me to make that transition to using a cane a little bit easier for myself. I also really like how the black cane, or a different coloured cane, forces the public, the sighted public, to take a little bit of a pause before they assume certain things about me. I think that the white cane is an incredibly powerful symbol of visual impairment, which does a lot of good. It's a very quick way to recognise that someone has a visual impairment, but it brings with it a stereotype as well, that perhaps someone with a white cane will have no light perception, other stereotypes along with that. And so disrupting the monolithic symbol of the white cane by changing the colour means that the sort of sighted member of public is just using they're appraising the situation in a little bit more detail, I think, and maybe asking themselves a question of, oh wait, what exactly does this symbolise? Maybe I should ask and inquire first in a sort of curious way instead of just assuming.
And for me as a guide dog owner, I can't go anywhere without people noticing the dog and reacting to it in good ways and bad ways too. But I wondered, is there a bigger thing about perception from the general public? Do you see that, you know, sort of if Black Cane Tahri does form into a book, a novel perhaps, do you see that helping to get greater awareness of visual impairment by the general public and changing those preconceived ideas that people have?
I really hope so. Yeah, it's definitely one of the motivations behind why I'm a writer, why I try to create texts which are about these themes of visual impairment in society. I think that any artwork, be it writing, music, visual art, anything like that, which can incorporate these underrepresented themes will go some way to putting into the public space the complexities of, in this case, sight loss, but it extends throughout marginalized identities. It's really encouraging that I feel like as a culture, we are moving towards a much more nuanced understanding of the identities which form minority communities and moving towards a greater sense of the spectrum of lived experience in our societies. And yeah, I mean, I hope that Black Cane Tahri does a little bit along the way towards that goal.
And it's great to be here over the last couple of days for the symposium Beyond the Visual, and there's been some great discussions, some great debates, some great presentations like yourselves and others. And I wondered, are there any sort of key points that you might take away from these 2 days to sort of maybe in the future help and improve the perception of visually impaired people and include greater inclusion and accessibility?
Yeah, I think two main takeaways for me. Firstly, in terms of the art gallery, the public exhibition space, I've been so inspired and educated and surprised by a lot of the ideas which are being talked about here. It really feels like the intellectual and academic framework, language, the theories are there. What needs to happen now is that institutions, especially large institutions, need to really listen and start to incorporate these factors into their institutions that they have control over. So it really feels like we're on the cusp of some great leaps forward in terms of accessibility in those spaces. From an artistic perspective, I've been just blown away by the different approaches that other artists are taking to make art beyond the visual and really, really the artistic perspective on inclusivity and the range of experience that we all have in this beautifully complex world that we live in. I've just been really, really inspired. It's been such a great bringing together of all these different experiences and artistic practices. And I can't wait to see what my mind makes of this in the future as these ideas compost down and I can magpie them into other things that I'm doing.
And it was great to hear the extract from Black Cane Tahri. And if listeners want to maybe read some of those blogs and extracts and stuff, is there somewhere that they can find your work?
Yeah, absolutely. So the texts for Black Cane Tahri are online. Probably the best way is to follow me on Twitter, and there's a link to my website there, or else you can just Google my name and you'll come across those links.
Well, Joe, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.